Telstra executives have finally spoken out about last week's internet outage that at one stage took 10% of their customers offline. The company has acknowledged that roughly 15,000 customers were still without an internet connection, even when it posted online twice that the issue had actually been fixed. Telstra is still struggling to restore some connections and is sending out thousands of new free modems to affected customers. Lucy Carter reports.
It took over a week, but Telstra executives have finally gone on the record about last week's mass ADSL and NBN internet outage.
I guess I just wanted to start by saying we are incredibly apologetic to our customers for the inconvenience that's been caused to them by this recent service interruption.
In a telephone conference call with journalists from across Australia, Telstra's Chief Operations Officer Kate McKenzie acknowledged that the outage had, at one stage, affected 10% of their internet customers, roughly 370,000 people.
There's been a lot of chit-chat about the cause of this outage. A software update to one of our domain name servers caused that server to go down. It had a flow-on effect to our customers' modems, and they couldn't undertake the regular check that they normally do in that environment. We actually fixed the software bug overnight on Thursday night, and on Friday morning we had thought that the problem was resolved, but then what happened was that we didn't anticipate the flow-on effect. A number of the modems sitting on the end of the network didn't behave in the way that they were supposed to, and whilst we thought that the reset would have had everyone back up and running, it did have a fair proportion of the customers back up and running, but not everybody.
Telstra was widely criticised for twice telling customers that everything was fixed when it wasn't. Ms McKenzie says the company now knows roughly 15,000 people were still unable to connect to the network this week.
We have had to go through pretty much modem by modem and domain by domain and down to customer by customer to figure out what their issues were and to get them back up and running. We're very confident that we've got the vast majority of that resolved, although there are probably still a few residual issues for a very, very small number of customers, and we are working through customer by customer.
Brand management consultant Alan Briggs from Briggs Communications says the way Telstra has dealt with these issues publicly hasn't been good.
The public and business partners expect a rapid response in incidents like this. Prior to putting any messaging out to say things have been rectified, you certainly need to make sure that is the case internally before you put that out to the public audience.
Telstra markets itself as a premium product. Mr Briggs says this reputation has taken a beating in 2016.
The public would start to question, is this going to deliver what they promise, and be starting to look around for alternatives given that it's been unreliable.
A couple of years ago we saw Vodafone suffering the same kind of thing, lots of outages and customers eventually leaving in droves. Do you think that this is the sort of thing we could see with Telstra if they don't lift their game?
Look, I don't know if people leave in their droves. I mean, they have provided a very robust service in the past, and I think they will in the future. I think what this will do will certainly give an opening for their competitors, and people will really be questioning more about the reliability of that service. So this will certainly put Telstra in a position to review and make sure they, as much as they can, guarantee the service will be robust in the future.
Telstra is now sending a free modem to the thousands of customers who are still having problems from this latest outage. RMIT telecommunications expert Dr. Mark Gregory says this may be too little too late.
We should expect not only customers but business to become very concerned about the Telstra brand if this type of problem continues.
The outages are known in the telecommunications industry as a total inability to support usual performance, with a snappy acronym to match. Dr. Gregory would like to see the federal government hold Telstra to account for these tits-ups.
Telstra is the universal service obligation provider. The government needs to step in at this point and demand that the investigations that Telstra have been doing into all of these problems be made public and also be presented to the Parliament so that the government can actually look and see whether Telstra is meeting its USO obligations and what impact it's having on people that are, that rely upon these services.
RMIT's Dr. Mark Gregory ending Lucy Carter's report.